So our first reading this week during daily mass is coming from the book of Tobit. It's one of those historical books that it's actually one of the books that the Protestants took out of the Bible. So it's exclusive to the Catholic Church that we have this scripture. In this book of Tobit, he is a Jewish faith in the northern tribes. You know, when the north and south split after around the year 950 BC. And then in around 725 BC, the Assyrians came and conquered and put the northern tribes into exile. So this is that time period. But we hear just in this story today that Tobit is being faithful to what God asks of serving the poor, feeding the hungry, and burying the dead. It was kind of an interesting kind of story where he's getting in trouble for burying the dead. For whatever reason, where they were in exile, they were not allowed to bury their kinsmen. The Jews were not allowed to bury. But he didn't care about the prohibition. He was doing what he thought was right in the eyes of God. So we have in the response for a psalm, "Blessed is the man who fears the Lord with reverential awe and respect, doing the right thing, even if it goes against what the culture or what the government is telling us." It's a good lesson for us these days when our culture and our government sometimes is opposed to the truth, advocating and promoting things that is contrary to what we know to be good, true, and beautiful. We pray for that gift of the Holy Spirit, fear of the Lord, so that we can do the right thing regardless of the consequences. You know, a grace, a blessing today, the teachers and our staff are from the school, they're here with us as they begin their post-planning and end-of-the-year detox from their beautiful work that they do with our students. I mean, part of what, I mean, as parents and part of what teachers do is to help instill in our young people that true fear of the Lord, to be formed well in the faith, so that when they face the culture that which is opposed to the truth, that they will have the courage, the gift, the fortitude to make the right choice, that they will really have true fear of the Lord. And so we pray in thanksgiving for the work that y'all do and just for continued perseverance in that. And then just quickly at the gospel, again, we're in Holy Week, right? This is the days leading up into the Passion. And Jesus has just cleansed the temple, knocked over the money tables, and the people, the chief priests and the leaders are upset. And they ask them, "Well, who give you the authority to do this?" And they refuse to answer Jesus' questions, so he wouldn't answer theirs. So then he tells this parable. And this is a snapshot of salvation history. The vineyard is Israel, the chosen people, planted and created to produce fruit, the fruit of conversion, the fruit of letting the light shine to those who have not yet been introduced to the promise. But they refused to produce fruit, and they rejected the prophets, the priests, the leaders that Jesus or God sent to them. They rejected them, they killed them, they stoned them. They threw them out. Jesus is reminding these leaders of the community what had happened throughout salvation history. And then he finally says, well, maybe they will respect the Son. But they even kill the Son. So in these last days before his crucifixion, he's kind of predicting what's going to happen. And what was their response? They just walked away. They didn't want to hear it. And so the lesson for us, that God will never stop giving us chances to repent. But the reason Jesus was telling this story was to move the hearts of these men who have been so hardened against the truth. And even in the last moments of his life, Jesus is trying to get them to return to the truth. So no matter where we are in our life, no matter how far away choices we've made that brought us outside of God's communion, whether we're the worst sinners or we're just dealing with a little bit of imperfection in our life, Jesus constantly comes to us, inviting us to conversion, to a deeper faith. And so we pray that we won't be, or that we're not like these chief priests and the elders who hear this call to conversion and continue to turn away. But we pray for the deep fear of the Lord, a true reverential awe and knowledge and respect for the truth, so that whatever happens, we continue to allow ourselves to be drawn closer to the heart of the Father, so that we can live with him forever in heaven and continue to do the good work here on earth. Christ is inviting each one of us today and every day to a deeper, more radical conversion. Let's ask for the grace to say yes.